Knowing how you're influencing your customers and what you can do more of to make your customers happy will matter more for your business in the long term than money. If you know how to solve people's problems, you will always have a thriving business. But you can't understand your target audience's needs unless you... You're listening to The Solopreneur Hustle, a podcast that teaches you how to scale your solo business so you can earn more while working less. I'm your host, Nia Lewis, a business coach based in Charleston, South Carolina. The Solopreneur Hustle has a weekly email newsletter where we share business tips and helpful resources for solo business owners. Subscribe to our email list today using the link in the description for this episode to receive a free marketing ebook. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome to episode 76 of the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Today I want to share numbers that matter more for your business than how much money you make. As solopreneurs, sometimes it's easy to get discouraged by how much money you're not making or how few customers you have. When times are good, we feel good and business is great. We usually feel encouraged when we're making the amount of money we want to make, but how do we press on when those numbers aren't really looking the way we want them to? Your business will experience highs and lows. That's just a part of being an entrepreneur. However, money is not the only number that you should be using to define your success in business. There are other numbers that I argue are actually more important than how much money you're making. Here are three numbers that matter more for your business than how much money you make. Number one, how much your business is growing month to month. Growth is not just defined by money. Here are some other ideas for how you can measure growth in your business. Increased exposure. Are you getting more and more exposure every month by way of more people sharing your posts, more people talking about your business, more people seeing your business, more people knowing you exist? Some ways that you know you're growing by way of increased exposure is if you're getting more traffic to your website. On almost every website platform, you can actually look and see what your analytics are for how many people are visiting your website, how many people are adding things to your cart, how many people are on specific product pages every month. How much is your business growing in terms of increased exposure? Another way you can kind of gauge whether or not your business is growing by way of exposure is just keeping track of how many new inquiries you're getting about your services every month. Are people calling you more? Are people emailing you more? Are people reaching out to you more in your DMs to inquire about your products or your services? Think about where these people are coming from, how they're finding you, and how you can do more of the things that are getting you in front of people that are interested in supporting your business. Another metric you can use to gauge whether or not your business is growing is taking a look at how many people are opening your emails if you're sending out email blasts. I'd recommend that every entrepreneur start building an email list. One of the ways I build my email list by way of social media, through this podcast, through my website, is by offering a freebie. In the description for this episode, there's a marketing ebook that's a freebie that anybody that listens can go and download for free in exchange for their email address. If you have a large social media following on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, or wherever, you don't own those followers. You don't have access to communicating with those followers outside of that social media platform unless you have their email addresses or their phone numbers or some other way to contact them. So I highly, highly recommend from the very beginning in building your business, also building an email list so you know who these people are that are interacting with you on social media. But that's kind of a sidebar here. But anyways, you should be building an email list. I build my list by offering a freebie in exchange for emails. I gauge the growth of my business by how many people are actually opening my email blasts when I send out email marketing campaigns to my customers. Open rates are very important. So I want you here to just think about other ways that you can gauge growth and increased exposure in your business that's not just about money. If your business is growing little by little every month, more and more people know about you, more and more people are finding out about you, more and more people are engaging with your content, more and more people are visiting your website, More and more people are opening your emails. More and more people are inquiring about your services. These are growth indicators, and eventually the money will come if you're growing little by little every month. Relating to this, I want you to think about what marketing strategies are working for you, how many people are finding you, and what you can do more of to continue to increase exposure and growth. Stop worrying so much about the money and figure out how you can create a community of people that trust and support you in your industry by increasing your exposure, by providing real value before you ask for a sale, increasing exposure so that you're creating a community of people that trust and support you is ultimately more important than the money itself. One of the most important lessons I've learned about business so far is prioritizing my customers and the people and providing real value and really helping people and really influencing people and inspiring people and solving people's problems. If you put that first and focus on the money second, the money will eventually come. But if you make money your top priority, then it'll be difficult to build a successful business in the long term. All right, number two, the second number that I feel matters more for your business than how much money you make is your average order value for each customer. Now, I think a lot of times when we're not making the amount of money we want and we don't have as many customers as we think we need, a lot of times what we fail to realize is that maybe we don't need new customers. Maybe we don't need more customers. Maybe we can actually nurture the customers and the support we already have to reach our sales goals. From a marketing standpoint, it's easier to sell to people that already know and trust you than it is to market to someone brand new. If you're not reaching your sales goals, maybe you don't need new customers. Maybe you're focused on the wrong things. Maybe you already have the customers you need. So many business owners constantly focus on how to get more sales, how to get more customers, without realizing that maybe what you already have and need is right in front of you. Maybe you can meet your income or sales goals by working to increase the average order value for your existing customers. Why have 500 customers that are placing orders for $20 when you can have 250 customers that are placing orders for $50? You know, sometimes you don't need more customers. Sometimes you just need to work to solve more problems for the customers you already have so that they start buying more products and services from you. In business, it takes less time and money and energy to market to existing customers than to market to brand new audiences that know nothing about you. So think about how you can nurture the audience you already have to continue to solve their problems without obsessing about how you're going to find new customers all the time. If your existing customers know and love you, they'll ultimately do the heavy lifting for you in business. You'd really be surprised by how powerful word of mouth marketing is. You need to be out there getting exposure, you know, doing all the right things in terms of marketing, having an online presence, being seen and known in the community. But when it comes to the heavy lifting, I find that most of my customers come by way of word of mouth. Someone talked about me, someone recommended me. Someone shared something with them about me, you know? And so think about how you can continue to nurture the customers you already have instead of constantly focusing and obsessing about how you're going to make new money from new audiences and new people. Number three, another number that matters more for your business and how much money you make are how many new customer testimonials you're gaining and how much you're learning about your customers' needs from their perspective. What matters more than money is how customers are experiencing your business. You can learn a lot about what your customers want from you by simply collecting and analyzing customer reviews. Testimonials matter because they help you see how you're making people feel, how you're improving people's lives, and how you're getting results for your customers through your business. One of the biggest mistakes business owners make is promoting their business to customers from their perspective of what's important about their business, rather than the perspective of what's most important to the customer and what they need from your business. Here's an example. I was having a conversation with a salon owner who was having trouble getting new clients through the door in her salon suite. She had just invested in all this new equipment, and she had done this huge renovation in her salon, and she was constantly promoting her new fixtures and her new chairs and her renovations and how beautiful her salon was. But in reality, her target customers didn't care about that. They were working moms who had to get in and out of the salon in an hour during their lunch break because after work they had to pick their kids up, and then they were also with their kids on the weekends. And so they needed to get in and out quickly, and they needed to know that they would be able to get a quality service in a short amount of time and get in and out within their busy schedule. That's really what mattered more than anything to this salon owner's customers. And so when she shifted the focus of her marketing to instead share video clips of her performing a service and doing it well and getting people in and out in the time that they need to get in and out, when she promoted that, you know, it was okay for people to bring their kids in because she offered a suite where kids could play, a little play area. So working moms that came after work would have a place for their kids to stay and sit and be occupied on an iPad. You know, when she promoted the things that were important to her target audience about what she offered and her facility and how comfortable her clients would be in the space that she was offering to do services, all of a sudden, she started getting better feedback from her marketing, from her customers. Understanding what value you're able to provide to your customers from their perspective tells you what benefits you need to highlight in your marketing to get the attention of new and existing customers. But you'll never know what your customers are thinking about what they need from you unless you ask them. Knowing how you're influencing your customers and what you can do more of to make your customers happy will matter more for your business in the long term than money. If you know how to solve people's problems, you will always have a thriving business. But you can't understand your target audience's needs unless you collect testimonials or have conversations with people and get feedback from them about what they need. If you have no feedback about your business yet from any customers, here are some ideas. Incentivize your existing customers to leave you a review using a coupon or discount on their next order. Put together a group of beta customers to test your products or services to give you an honest and thorough review about what their experience was like and what they'd like to see more of. Follow up with your customers and just start having conversations about what else they need and how you can satisfy their needs more and what you can give them to help make their lives a little bit better. I hope these tips give you food for thought about how to measure your business's growth or success beyond money. Money is not the only indicator you should be using to determine how your business is doing. How you're nurturing and meeting the needs of your customers matters more than how much money you're making in the long term. If you obsess about money, it will steal your joy and suck the life out of your passion for your business. So focus on the things that really matter and really look at the bigger picture for you in your business. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would absolutely love for you to leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. Leaving us reviews helps more people find the Solopreneur Hustle. I hope you guys have a good week. Continue to move onward, upward, and forward. Until next time. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. To stay connected between episodes, subscribe to our email list using the link in the description for this episode. Follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Solopreneur Hustle. And don't forget to share the Solopreneur Hustle podcast with a boss friend. I hope you have a great week, and thank you for supporting the Solopreneur Hustle podcast. Until next time.